Welcome, welcome, welcome back, guys, to Unveiled by Grace. How are you? How was your weekend? But to the new listeners, this is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your host, your brother, David. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I definitely had a great weekend. A lot got done. Hallelujah. So, today, we're stepping into a teaching that the Lord has been pressing on my spirit for a couple weeks now. Something so foundational, so necessary, that without it, you might carry gifts, but you'll never carry power. Hallelujah. What is it, you ask? Now, let's get right into it. Character. See, who you are becoming character is a big part of it. See, what's happening in your inner life, what God is shaping beneath the surface. See, we live in a generation that's hungry for platform, but allergic to process. See, people want miracles, but not maturity. They want mantles without meekness. They want authority, but not alignment. But Jesus, hallelujah, when he started his ministry, he didn't begin by teaching us how to perform miracles. No. Matthew 5 shows us this perfectly. He didn't start with casting out demons. He didn't open with spiritual gifts. No, he opened with Matthew 5, the blueprint of kingdom character. See, because God cares more about who you are than what you can do. And if you get this today, hallelujah, it will change everything. So let's dive in. So in Matthew 5, Jesus sits on a mountain and starts teaching the crowd. And instead of saying, let me show you how to heal the sick, let me teach you how to call fire from heaven. Let me show you how to walk on water. No, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful. Hallelujah. Pay attention. Why? Because God forms the vessel before he fills the vessel. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. God forms the vessel before he fills the vessel. See, if your character is off, your gift becomes dangerous. If your heart is impure, your platform becomes a trap. If your motives are broken, your influence becomes poison. My God, help me, Holy Spirit. See, that's why the Bible says God looks at the heart and not the outward appearance. See, Jesus is telling us, power without character is not kingdom power. God refuses to put heaven's weight. I'm going to say that again. God refuses to put heaven's weight on someone with a shaky foundation. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I've been there. Oh yes. He's brought me into a firm place. Hallelujah. See, Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit simply means this: God, without you, I have nothing. Poor in spirit is, it's dependency. See, Jesus is saying the kingdom belongs to the ones who refuse to rely on themselves. Mm-hmm. It won't work over here, Miss Independent. It won't work over here, Mr. I got this. Your bravado doesn't work here. Hallelujah. Because if you think you already have enough, God can't pour anything into you. See, humility is magnetic to heaven. Scripture says God gives grace to the humble, but resist the proud. See, pride pushes God away. Humility pulls him close. Blessed are those who mourn. This is verse 4 in Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who mourn. See, this doesn't mean being sad all day. Gotta go a little deeper. Mourning doesn't always mean sadness. It means having a heart that is sensitive to God. Oh my. Come on. See, a heart that feels what he feels. A heart that breaks over sin, injustice, and spiritual blindness. My God. If you cannot mourn over what pains God, you cannot carry what empowers him. See, this is what Paul meant when he said, godly sorrow leads to repentance. Revival always begins in the heart before it manifests in the world. Meekness is one of the most misunderstood character traits. I tell you the truth. One of my brothers, Tom, he called me Meek Ron. But let's talk about meek. Meek doesn't mean weak. Meek means power under control. It's self-governed strength. It's the person who could react in the flesh but chooses the spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, Jesus said the meek will inherit the earth, meaning they are the ones God can trust with territory, dominion, and influence. See, we want God to give us more. God wants us to master our reactions. Verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. See, hunger is a spiritual force. What you crave determines what you become. I'm going to say that again. What you crave determines what you become. And this is just a side note. This is why the enemy goes after our senses, like taste, sight. What you crave, your addictions. Hallelujah. See, righteousness is not perfection. It's alignment with God's heart. Again, righteousness is not perfection. Do not get it twisted. See, Jesus said, when you hunger for righteousness, you will be filled. Filled with insight, holiness, discernment, revelation, power. and spiritual clarity. See, hunger is the difference between information. Pay attention. Hunger is the difference between information and encounter. Hallelujah. My God. Blessed are the merciful. This is a good one. These are all good, but this is hallelujah. See, mercy is your ability to give people what God gave you. Even those who have wronged you. That's why the Bible tells us to love our enemies. Hallelujah. God can't release power through a bitter vessel. See, mercy opens the flow of heaven in your life. Jesus even said the measure you use will be measured back to you. See, mercy keeps your spirit free. Unforgiveness keeps your spirit bound. So this one hits me every time. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart. See, Jesus said the pure in heart will see God. Not the perfect. Not the religious. Not the outwardly flawless. Notice I said outwardly. But the pure. The ones whose motives are clean before God. Hallelujah. See, purity is the womb. I'm going to say this again and I'm going to say it slow. Purity is the womb of revelation. Purity is how you see His guidance, His will, His warning, His presence, His direction. Impurity clouds discernment. Purity sharpens it. Hallelujah. And as we're going through Matthew 5, this is the character we must become. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. Oh my. Peacemakers are not peacekeepers. See, peacekeepers avoid conflict. Peacemakers confront conflict with righteousness. Hallelujah. See, these are leaders. These are reformers. These are kingdom ambassadors. God trusts peacemakers with spiritual authority because they enforce divine order. Matthew 10 through 12. See, blessed are the persecuted. See, Jesus in this section saying, blessed are you when people persecute you. Meaning, opposition is a sign you're aligned with heaven. See, the enemy does not attack what he does not fear. The enemy does not attack what he does not fear. So a lot of the kickback, a lot of the opposition, the ops. That means you are aligned. That means you are doing God's will. That means you are someone the enemy must fear. That's why he kicking and scratching and hollering and doing everything he's doing. See, now Jesus begins to shift into identity. You are the salt. It's getting hot in here. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. See, salt preserves. Salt purifies. Salt heals. And light reveals. Light exposes darkness. So Jesus is telling you, your life is a sermon. Your character is a message, and your integrity is a ministry. Mm-hmm. You don't preach with just words. You preach with who you are. And Jesus says, a light cannot be hidden. So if you've been shrinking back, if you've been burying your potential, if you've been hiding to avoid judgment, this is your moment to rise again. Now, Jesus takes it deeper. He says, you've heard it said, don't murder. But I say, if you're angry without cause, you've already committed murder in your heart. Why? Why did Jesus go deeper? Because sin starts internally long before it shows up externally. So before someone falls, they fall inside first. Before someone sins, they sin in thought first. Jesus is teaching that righteousness is not behavior control. It's heart transformation. My God. And we're going to talk about it. This is one of the biggest ones that destroys a lot of great and powerful men of God and women of God. Jesus on lust. Matthew 5, 27 through 28. Then he says, you've heard, don't commit adultery. But I say, if you look with lust, you've already done it in your heart. See, Jesus is showing purity starts with what you look at and what you allow your mind to meditate on. Lust is not a moment, it's a meditation. And Jesus wants to purify your meditations. That's why we must meditate on his word day and night. See, Jesus says, if you're ready to worship, this is Matthew 5:23-24. Jesus says, if you're ready to worship, but you know there's an offense. Leave your gift. Go reconcile, then come back. Jesus is saying, your worship means nothing if your heart is dirty toward people. My God. That's why some believers can sing loud but have no power. Because God cares about peace between his children. Let your yes be yes. See, integrity matters. Jesus says anything more than yes or no comes from evil. Meaning, you shouldn't need to swear, promise, or exaggerate. Your life should be so honest that your words carry weight. Heaven backs clean lips. My God. Hallelujah. Some of us, our mouths. Yeah. Hallelujah. This is another one in Matthew 5:39 that I misinterpreted because I was young, right? Or younger, much younger. Turn the other cheek. Now, let's be clear. Jesus is not saying be weak. He's saying don't let the flesh lead you. See, this is spiritual maturity. And this is what my mama Nita always used to tell me. She always used to tell me this. Because I used to be a little prideful, slow, all types of things, right? Like, I never had an anger problem, but I had a problem with, a lot letting my flesh lead, I'll say that. Especially when it came to, I'm not going to just put it on this, but that was the culture, right? That was the culture we grew up in. Man, I don't know what you gonna do for your respect, but I'ma die for mine. You feel me? Like, I come from Atlanta, you know? T.I. taught us that, right? I'm being honest. So, I didn't like if you, you couldn't talk to me any kind of way. And it wasn't no, you know, no pushback. It wasn't no, but that was an immature little boy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I tolerate disrespect. I'm saying there's a way you go about resolving it. Hallelujah. And this is spiritual maturity. Reacting in the spirit instead of the flesh builds authority in your life. Hallelujah. Reacting in the spirit instead of the flesh builds authority in your life. Hallelujah. Oh my God. See, the highest form of Christ-likeness is in verse 44. Love your enemies. See, anyone can love people who love them. That's easy. We know you love your kids. We know you love your family, your wife, your husband, your best friend. We know you love them. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I was gonna say some of them can be your enemy. Hallelujah. But no, anybody can do that. But only the Spirit can empower you to love those who hurt you. See, this is where character becomes supernatural. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by, but by your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. To love those who hurt you. And it's levels to hurt. Oh, it's levels. You know, one of the biggest things, and I don't do this often, but I'm gonna do it now. I'm gonna bring a bit of the world's culture into this, just to make a point here. One of the biggest things that's been happening in the city of Atlanta is a lot of things around a certain Young Thug trial. If you guys don't know who that is, then I understand, but he's a rapper from Atlanta. But anyways, one of the biggest problems here that's been going on for years is a certain group of young men didn't like each other. They didn't like each other. And not just they didn't like each other. Oh yeah, they was at it. People was dying. But two of the leaders of those separate opposing groups came together. Young Thug and YFN Lucci. Now I know those of you who listen to my podcast, I'm making a point here. Because what we have to do is love. We have to love. You have to love. And that's why we can't do this off of our own. Because it's so difficult. It's extremely difficult to love someone that hurt you. All you super Christians, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about us who have that struggle every day. Hallelujah. My God. But see, character prepares you for power. Now let's connect everything. Because I know this one is a little lengthy, but this is one of the most important things as a follower of Christ. Your character. Too many people with horrible character are in the church leading and just polluting and disgracing God's people. disgracing him.
Hallelujah.
So repent if you fall into that place. Hallelujah. But let's connect everything. Why does character matter? Because God doesn't just anoint your gift. He anoints your nature. Here's the revelation. Character creates capacity. Capacity determines how much of heaven you can carry. God can only pour power into a vessel that won't crack. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. God can only pour power into a vessel that won't crack. See, character protects you from pride. See, pride destroys anointing. Lucifer fell not because of lack of gift, but lack of character. See, character protects others from your brokenness. See, if you minister from wounds, you wound others. If you minister from purity, you heal others. That's why process is so important. Too many people rushing to get out in front and try to, no. Sit back, take your time, get under someone who can, who has the grace, who has the, that's why we need fathers. My God. That's a whole nother topic because, anyways, I'll keep moving. Because I know there's a debate. Oh, you and the Holy Spirit. We'll discuss that another time. That's not the focus here. Character keeps power pure. See, power without purity becomes manipulation. Anointing without integrity becomes witchcraft. I said it. Hallelujah. Come on now. See, character keeps your gift holy. Come on. See, character sustains what your calling builds. See, power may open the door. Character keeps you in the room. Woo. Come on, somebody. According to Matthew 5, and based off of everything we just discussed, Matthew 5, you are being shaped into someone dependent on God, someone sensitive to his heart, someone disciplined in emotions, someone hungry for righteousness, someone who is merciful, someone who is pure, someone who brings peace, someone who stands under pressure, someone who guards their eyes, someone who is quick to reconcile, someone whose word is trustworthy, someone ruled by the spirit and not the flesh, someone who loves, which is the greatest of all. Someone who loves like Jesus. This is the vessel heaven trusts. Hallelujah. I know. I'm going a bit over time, guys, but this is so important. This is what the Lord has been putting on my spirit, man. I have to get this out because you guys, we all, especially right now in this time, he's rising up leaders. He's rising up those, his remnant. We must understand. We must grasp hold. So let's discuss the transformation process, right? You don't build character by trying hard. You don't. You build character by staying close to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says we are transformed from glory to glory as we behold him. Transformation happens when you spend time in his presence, when you read his word, when you repent quickly, when you surrender often, when you stay humble, when you stay hungry, and when you obey immediately. Character is formed through communion. Hallelujah. So let's pray, and then I'm gonna get you guys out of here, because I know the Lord unpacked a lot here. So let's pray. Father, make me, repeat after me, Father, make me who you designed me to be. Purify my motives, strengthen my heart, shape my reactions, cleanse my thoughts. Teach me meekness. Make me hungry for righteousness. Build integrity in me. Make me light. Make me salt. Make me someone heaven can trust of your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Family. Character is not the enemy of power. It is the foundation. It protects the anointing. It deepens intimacy. It unlocks revelation. It shapes authority. Become the person God can trust, and heaven will release the power you've been praying for. This is Unveiled by Grace. And today, God just unveiled who you are becoming. I am your brother, David Abraham. Have a blessed day. Shalom.